USA News. I'm John Schaefer. President Biden expressed his desire for China to thrive, emphasizing the importance of adhering to established regulations. The remarks were made during a press conference in Hanoi following his discussions with Vietnamese leaders.
That's what this trip is all about. Having India cooperate much more with the United States, be closer to the United States, Vietnam being closer with the United States, it's not about containing China. It's about having a stable base. A stable base in the Indo-Pacific.
President Biden acknowledged the challenges facing China's economy and expressed his aspiration to convene with Chinese President Xi in the near future. On the 11th day of the manhunt, Pennsylvania State Police say there's been a new sighting of escaped killer Danilo Cavalcante. Surveillance video shows him in Phoenixville, Chester County, about 30 miles from Philadelphia. Cavalcante appears to have shaved his beard and may be driving a stolen white Ford Transit van. Morocco remains shaken by ongoing tremors after a devastating earthquake on Friday night. The death toll now exceeds 2,000, with thousands more injured. The magnitude 6.8 quake marks the strongest to strike the North African nation in over a century. Rescuers are making progress in the mission to retrieve American scientist Mark Dickey from a Turkish cave. Early Sunday, it was confirmed that Dickey reached a base camp about 2,300 feet below the surface. He was more than 3,000 feet underground when he began to experience life-threatening stomach bleeding last week. The 40-year-old is now being carefully transported out on a stretcher. California Governor Gavin Newsom was asked if he's gearing up to make a run for the White House. On NBC's Meet the Press, Newsom said Vice President Harris is the next Democrat in line.
It's the Biden-Harris administration. Maybe I'm a little old-fashioned about presidents and vice presidents. I was a lieutenant governor, so I'm a little subjective.
As far as President Biden goes, Newsom said he looks forward to working to get him reelected. This is USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. That's 800-738-0170.
19-year-old Coco Gauff has won her first major women's tennis title. The six-seeded American beat the number 2 seed Aryna Sabalenka in a 3-set final at the 2023 U.S. Open Saturday. This victory marks a significant milestone in Gauff's burgeoning career. Even his holy father grew up with Rocky.
Sylvester Stallone visited the Vatican on Friday, where he discovered, to his surprise, that Pope Francis is a huge fan of his films and even gave Sly a little boxing jab.
Siamo cresciuti con I vostri film.
We grew up with your films.
Ready? We box.
The veteran actor was introduced, along with his wife, daughters, and brother, to the pontiff in a meeting shared on social media by Vatican News. I'm Corey Myers.
Thinking Out Loud was not in Ed Sheeran's best interest Saturday night after the musician was ridiculed by fans for canceling his Las Vegas concert at Allegiant Stadium less than an hour before the show was scheduled to begin. Fans were irate, accusing the singer of allowing them to wait in line and roast in the heat, which was over 100 degrees. Sheeran sent out a message saying the show had to be canceled due to some challenges with load-in that could not be overcome. The concert has been rescheduled. The Nun 2 frightened audiences, earning over $13 million on its opening day. Projections indicate it's set to rake in about $30 million for the weekend. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.